Shyamalan from Straight Edge Friends. We're continuing our previous shiur, where we saw in the flow of Mitaras Hashem the kashas, many, many kashas we asked. And the Rambam, who said that a person who is killed by the king must be killed with a sayif. And we voted on the kashas, and now we're going to see a mahalach. Again, based on the Torah reign of Rabbeinu, Rav David Zatzal, whose yahrzeit is today. So it appears as follows. B'chol din, and this din of b'chol misa shatayochol, that if you can't kill him with the misa murabo, you kill him with any misa that you're able to kill him with. We find this by Rotzeach and Gol Adam in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And we also find this in the Yerni Dachas, the Gemara Bav Mitzian, Daf Lamed Aleph Amit Beis. Ayin Sham is learned from Hakatake, and the Allah Hakar Ksuba Behem, and I'm Shtar Hashel HaKosim B'chol HaKosh Shtayochol, Tavad Lomar Hakatake. So we only have what's written. How do we know any Misa? So it says Hakatake, which means any type of Misa. And the question is, before we get to the question, the Imam Shah in Makkos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Ladaz HaTosfos, writes that the Ribui is for a Misa She'ena Mimisas Beis Din. In other words, the Chiddush is that you don't have to kill the Yerni Dachas, you don't have to kill them within the range of Misas Beis Dins. You can kill them any Misa. What's the gather of this din that we find only by a Reitzech and Yerni Dachas, that you can kill them with any type of Misa, even not of the Arba Misas, unlike other Misas based in which you have to kill within the range of the Arba Misas if you can't kill with that, with the specific Misas based in that the Pasuk mandates. So it would appear as follows that in Tosis and Makkos Daf Vav Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil El Miata, we see that the Kasha of the Gemara is that Harug Yatzil, that the person who's killed, should save the person killing him from Mises Beis Din. Meitin Nimtza Mea Echad Meam Karuv Apasel. Why? Because the Harug is a Baal Din. So he's Pasel, because he's a Baal Din. Or he's pasul mishum soine. The harug, the one who's being killed, is a soine, and mele he's pasul leidus. Tosis in Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Amud Beis, Divrei Maaschil Ritzono, Tosis in Yevames, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaschil Hu. Don't write that it's a Baal Din problem. Mordechai in Perek Gimel of Sanhedrin writes that Harug is no different than Nirba. So Nirba, somebody who is the victim of a of sodomy, everybody holds that his psul is machmasoine. So Harug also is machmasoine. That's what the Mordechai writes. And he says, according to that, the kroivim of the nirtzach are allowed to testify. And this is cited in the Ramah, Choshen Mishpat Lamed Gimel Tazayin. Why? Because since the psul is mach, if it was a karo, if he's a baal din, so a karov of the baal din is not allowed to testify. But if he's a Sinai, then a Karav of the Sinai is allowed to testify. That's why Krovei HaNirtzach Ksherim Lahaid. Let's see in the Smadr and Sivkot Nchafei, Amud Gimel. The Mordechai writes, the Mainaf Galina Lehen Beidusan, the Paisla Mitzad Kurva. What nafkamina is there in their Eidus what has come out of them, their aid is for them, that you're going to pass to them because they're related. So he doesn't hold that relatives are puzzle, the Mordechai. Krovei hanirtzach ksharim lahayit. My nafkamina lam beidusan. Why should what nafkamina is there that we're going to pass to them? Because they're kroven. But we see from this, Tosis doesn't hold like that. Tosis holds that a harug is a baal din and the kroven will be puzzle. So Da'as HaTosfos is, like the Beis Ephraim writes, in his Tshuvis, in Cheshen Mishpat, in Simen, Yud Beis, that the Chiyuv Misa of Ritzicha is not for the Aveiru. And the Nirtzach is a Hechetimtzi for the Aveiru like a Nirba. No. It's not the Pshat. Chiyuv Misa is not because of the Aveira and the Nirtzach as a Hechetimse for the Aveira. But rather, it's a Chiyuv Misa la Nirtzach Shechayev lo yas nafshay. When Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven is Chayev to Shimon. He's Chayev lo yas nafshay. He killed Shimon, he took away Shimon's soul, he owes him. See there in the Beis Ephraim, he writes that for this reason you can't say Pagin and Dibura, that we're going to believe the relative to say that he killed, just not that he killed the relative. You can't say that. Because if he killed someone else, that's a completely different Chiyuv. And the Eidus isn't on that. The Chiyuv is Klape the Nirtzach Dafka. So we could say that the Mordechai is Moide V'Ikar Adin. Just he holds that it's not shayach apsul of baal din if there's no nafkamina negia. Like the Rivash writes in Simon Pei Gimel that for this reason shliach can be an aid, even though he's like a baal din, but there's no nafkamina for him, so mamele he can be an aid. So here also, there's no nafkamina for the relative. See, there's no negiah. What is the relative going to gain by testifying? His relative is already dead. He's not getting anything. Is discussed by the Avne Miluim in Simen Lamed Hei, Tumim Simen Lamed Gimel Sivkot in Yer Aleph, the Sivus Sivkot in Beis. So, Akopanim, you see here, Yisod, that when Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven is Chayef to Shimon. He owes Shimon for his soul, for taking his soul. We see this from Tosis and Ksuv, Staf Lamed Aleph, Vavakamech of Beis. Shekolshin is chayiv misa la shemayim. It's not misa la zev mamon la zev linin kim levi deravimine. And only by Ritzicha we say misa la zev mamon la zev. So we see that the chayiv Ritzicha is not in the Yisra la shemayim. It's a chayiv la chaveray. And therefore it's Misa Lezeh or Maman Lezeh. He's Chayev Misa to this person and he's Chayev Maman to a different person. If he's Mischayev Misa LaShemayim, we don't say Misa Lezeh or Maman Lezeh. In other words, if your person's mischayev misa because of one person, or mom because of another person, we don't say kimleib de rabbi mine. So it says in Tosis in two places that if one is mischayev misa l'shamayim, it's not considered misa l'zeh or mom l'zeh. Because the misa is l'shamayim. Only if he's mischayev misa because of a person, then we say misa lezeh or mamon lezeh. Not if he's mischayev misa l'shamayim. But by ritzicha, we say that it's misa lezeh or mamon lezeh. That it's misa to a specific person. So chiyuv ritzicha is not on an isra l'shamayim. It's a chiyuv l'chaveiro. And therefore, it's considered misa lezeh or mamon lezeh. If he's mischayev misa because he killed Reuven, and then he owns mamon to Shimon, we're not going to say kim lebe derabim minei. If it's misa l'shamayim, we will say kim lebe derabim minei. But if it's to a person, to two different people, then we're not going to say kim lebe derabim minei. And that's the case by ritzicha. By Ritzicha, we're going to say it's Misa Lezeh, Mam Lezeh. Who's it Misa to? It's not L'Shamayim. If it was L'Shamayim, then we wouldn't say Misa Lezeh, Mam Lezeh. But it's obviously not L'Shamayim. It's to the person, and therefore we can say it's Chayiv Misa to Reuven, and he damaged Shimon's money. Caused Shimon monetary harm. So it's Misa Lezeh, Mam Lezeh. So you see this, you saw to the base of Ephraim, that when you kill somebody, that's Shalom, so that's a Chiyuv to the person. It's not L'Shamayim. Chiyuv lachaveiro, and therefore it's misa lezeh, mamon lezeh. And that's also the inyan of goyel adam b'reitzeach dafka. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizit, shaharei ali de goyel adam, ein Rambam, perak alef, misreitzeach halacha beis, the Mishnah lamelech, harichos and meiri, Ran Sanhedrin memheam beis. So the inyan of goyel adam is done on the reitzeach. Because as the Ran writes, the Goyal Adam is the Toyin and the Toyveya. It says in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis that the Ptur of the Rotzeach is the Choyver for the Goyal Adam. The Toyveya is the Goyal Adam. Alveru L'Shamayim in Goyal Adam. Baal Din Yosim Mikol Adam Acher. So it's a Chiv L'Nirtzach. He saw it in a number of achronim. Killing somebody is a chiyuv l'nirtzach, and memela, his blood avenger is standing in his place. The nirtzach can't avenge his blood, so his goel adam does. But this is a chiyuv l'nirtzach. It's not a chiyuv l'shamayim. And therefore the goel adam is a baal din. And again, that's the sheet of Tosfos. That Harug Yatzil, because he's a Baal Din. And the Chiyuv Misa of this person is Klape the Nirtzach, not Klape Shemayim. And apparently, this is Mavur Lehedya from the Gemara in Meseches Bavakam and Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara establishes the Mishnah V'chsharti Miksas Niskoi Chafti B'Tashlum Ekol Nizkoi. As Machshir, I prepared a little bit of the Nezik. I'm Mischayev in all the Nezik, as if I prepared all the Nezik. If I had done all the Nezik. The Gemara says that's like Rehud Ben Beseira. Was Mechayev Ha'acharon B'Yiko Asor B'nei Adam. He's Mechayev Ha'acharon. He's Mechayev, the last guy. If 10 guys hit him, and he dies, the last guy who hit him is Chayev. So the question is, what does this have to do with Hichsharti Mitzvos Nisko? He's not Chayev because he was Hichsharti Mitzvos Nisko. The The Gemara says that the reason of Yehuda ben Beseira is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chesamad Aleph, he darshens from the pasuk that there's a chiyuv al kol du nefesh. A person's chayv misa for taking anything of the nefesh. That's also included in the esor vaytzeach. Like for example, let's say someone does ha'ara. He just does the beginning of the ma'isa biya. Is that going to be considered a chiyuv for miktas? That you're mechayvim on the whole biya for doing a little bit of the biya? No. After the gilui of the pasuk that ha'ara is biya, that's the iser biya for which a person's chayiv misa. And so too, according to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that's the nefesh, asr l'roitzchay. So what does this have to do with hechshavti miktas niskay? It's not miktas, it's the whole thing. Taking a little bit of a nefesh is what's mechayiv him. This is discussed by the Birka Shmuel and Baba Kam and Simon Yad Aleph Hotz Gimel Ayin Shah. So based on what we said, we understand very well that since it's a chiyuv l'niltzach, it emerges that he's giving his whole nefesh in exchange for a miktsas nefesh. And he's included in hechshalti miktsas niskai, that he pays it all. Because the other guy, the Nirtzach, only had a little bit of his nefesh left. And it's a chi of the Nirtzach. So the Nirtzach only had a little bit of his nefesh left. And he's mischaived to the Nirtzach, so why should his whole soul be taken for taking a little bit of the Nirtzach's soul? So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Chsharti miktsas nisko. Even though it's only miktsas nezek lape the nirtzach, chavti b'tashlume kol nisko kehechsher kol nisko. Like he had done the whole thing. Even though it's a chiv l'nirtzach and he only took miktsas nefesh, nevertheless he has to pay his whole nefesh. Yad Ramon is in Sanhedrin. Ein Chesam Ralef writes, sheikol asor b'nei odin b'vas achas kulam p'tulin. 10 people hit him at once, they're all pater. Why? Because you can't kill them all. Because it says nefesh tachas nefesh and not shtei nefeshes tachas nefesh achas. That's mamish like we're saying. It's not a din on the reitzeach. It's a din lanirtzach. If it was a din on the reitzeach, so he killed him with the other 9 guys, so let him be killed. But it's a din on the nirtzach. But in exchange for the life of the Nirtzach, you have to take the life of the Ritzach, nefesh tachas nefesh. But if there are 2, it doesn't say 2 nefeshes tachas nefesh, so you can't take 2 people's lives. In the Mechilta, in Parshas Shmois, Perek Chof Aleph of Pasuk Yud Beis, is a special drasha from the Pasuk of Mos Yumas that you need Hasra B'Roitzeach. From Mos Yumas, you learn that you need Hasra for the Roitzeach. It's different than the drasha in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. It learns the Chiyuv Hasra from Ki Yazid. No, the Mechilta learns it from Mois Yumas, that he has to get Hasra. And it's Mashma that the Havimin is that even though all Chayvim Mises require Hasra, nevertheless, a Reitzeach doesn't require Hasra. That's the Havimin. Kol Chayvim Mises require Hasra. You would think that a Reitzeach doesn't require Hasra, that's why you need a special drasha. That a Reitzeach requires Hasra. There's also a special drasha that he's only Nerag Bebeistin. Why is he different than all other Chayvim Mises? that are now based in. So we see, like we said, that it's a chiyuv to the ne'erag. A chiyuv to the ne'erag. And therefore you would have a havamina, in other words, the nirtzach, you owe the nirtzach. And therefore there's a havamina that no hasra is required. Kibin azikin shechayiv bein shogeg ubein mezit. When you do nezek to yenim, so it doesn't matter whether you're shogeg or mezit. So since killing him is a chiyuv klapehim, so bein shogeg bein mezit, so you shouldn't need hasra. Hasra makes it sure that you're mezit, but you shouldn't need hasra. Because a chiyuv lenirtzach. And therefore you would think that it's not together einish. It's cholai de beizdin. It's a chiv shechol me'elof. He's mischayv to the nirtzach. And that's why you need a pasuk to tell you now. You need hasra. It has to be dafka mezid. And you need a beizdin. So again, we're proving our yisoid that killing someone is a chiv to the person you're killing and not l'shamayim. In Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, there's a special chiddush from the pasuk. Shim horgoi b'makel, lo yehoreg b'makel. That if Reuven kills Shimon with a cane, Reuven's not killed with a cane. And so too in the Rambam, Reitzeach 1:1, who writes a Chiddush, that Reitzeach always gets killed with Saif, no matter what. Bein Shaharges Chaveiro Bebarzel, Bein Shesolfoi Beish. It doesn't matter how he killed his friend, he always gets Saif. Beino Muvan. What's the Chiddush? Pasha? What was you thinking? He kills him one way, he gets one type of death. He kills him a different way, he gets a different type of death. What's b'chal the havamina? He's chayv mishum roitzeach. He gets saif. Of course he's going to get saif. So based on what we said, we can explain that since it's a chiyuv lanirtzach, you would think that it's only a chiyuv on etzem netilas hanefesh. Shebezeh ne'emar netilas nefesh b'saif. Ela gam al oifen hanetilah. The havamina is that it's not just a chiyuv on taking one soul, taking one soul saif, but it's a chiyuv on how he takes his soul, and that's the chiddush. That the chiyuv is only on the etzem netilas hanefesh, not on how he did it. Ve'em ma shekosev haRambam b'Mori Nevuchim b'Chelek Gimel shekosev inyan pogea b'chaveroi bein b'momin bein b'guf. Shim poga beguf, poigin begufoi. Vim poga bemamoin, poigin bememoine. And it needs to explain why the mechila of the mechilas haretzeach doesn't work. What does that mean? The Rambam writes, the beginning of the Perek Mem Aleph, HaMitzvos HaKlulos B'Kivutza HaShishis Hem HaOinshim To'altam Boifin Klali Yedua V'Hiskalnua. So the sixth category is Onshim. Their benefit is generally known. We mentioned it in Perek Lamed Hey, when we were talking about the different categories. Avol Shema Espirtei HaDin. He categorizes the mitzvahs into different categories. Avashmas pirtei dvarim b'sdino shekol inyan mafli amifia legabeim. B'derech klal nikba onsho shel kol hatokef et zirato sheyaseh lo karshir asa b'shaveh. Generally, the onus of anybody who attacks someone else is done to him But he did. Equally, im hizik laguf, yinazik beguf. Im hizik lamamun, yinazik b'mamun. If he's mazik beguf, he gets it in his guf. If he's mazik b'mamun, he gets it in his mamun. Aval ba'mamun, rasha'i l'sloach v'limchol. Rak la'rotzeach, ein l'sloach b'shum panim. Ve'ein lakachat mimenu kofer, b'gal chumrat tkifuto. A roitzeach, there's no slicha. The ba'mamun can be soleach. But the roitzeach, there's no slicha, you can't take kofer. He has to give a reason. Why? Begal chum is takifusoi. La'eretz lo yichupach l'dom asher shupach bo'akim b'dom shoifchoi. L'chein, hu nishar ha'arug sha'a o yamin, kshu medaber v'dato tzluva, v'yomer yunach l'horgi. Salachti u'machalti lo'in l'shmo b'kolo. Zat omeret, you would think that there's mechila. The nirtzach can be moichel, he can't be moichel. Even if he's dying, it's not moichel, no, it doesn't help. Because it's so chomer. Akopanim, what do you see? We see that it's compared to mamon. It's a chiyuv lachavero kechiyuv eimamon. Poga baguf, poga baguf, or poga b'mamon, poga b'mamon. He has to pay him back. And you would even think there's mechila, just like by mamon. Kamash milan, there isn't, because it's so chomer. Akopanim, what we've proven in this shir from many different sources beautifully, is that chiyuv letzicha is a chiyuv lachavero. So that is that's going to get us started on our road to resolving all these questions that we asked in the previous shir. And please stay tuned for many, 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 many more neflos miteres Hashem Yisbarach. This is going to be phenomenal. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.